From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A Smithfield Foods employee who requested anonymity says the company plans to close 37 sow farms beginning May 1st. Smithfield Foods didn't confirm the story or offer details regarding the closure when asked for clarification. In April, Smithfield ownership, China's WH Group, informed shareholders it was expecting a 56% drop in its first quarter 2023 profit outlook, down from the $395 million during the same period last year. Legislation introduced in the House and Senate seeks to help address America's shortage of technical service providers at the USDA. Technical service providers help producers deploy and manage conservation programs through one-on-one assistance. USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service Chief Terry Cosby recently projected his agency would need to hire between 3,000 and 4,000 employees to meet demand for technical assistance. The USDA recently announced the creation of 12 new USDA regional food business centers, and the National Farmers Union likes that move. NFU President Rob LaRue says providing local and regional access to processing and distribution is one avenue to fight back against the rampant consolidation in the ag and food sector. The new regional food centers will provide national coverage coordination, technical assistance, and capacity building.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.